The man who ruled the former Soviet Republic of Belarus with an iron fist since 1994 is still in power. He's been declared the winner in yesterday's presidential election. Alexander Lukashenko took almost 83% of the vote, according to official figures. But the opposition says the election was rigged and is demanding a new poll. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Minsk.
Up to 10,000 people braved snow and freezing winds last night to stream into Minsk's broad main square and chant, "Long live Belarus." Passing cars blared their horns, and one young activist drew huge applause for climbing on a moving bus to wave the old red and white Belarus flag, which Lukashenko recently replaced with a Soviet-style design. The crowds pressed to hear Alexander Milinkevich, the top opposition candidate who's fast becoming the central symbol of opposition to strongman President Lukashenko. Between statements to supporters, Milinkevich told NPR the opposition is deciding how to respond to the election.
It's already perfectly clear there has to be another round of voting. Not the kind we had. It has to be a real election next time.
The opposition says the government fixed the vote's outcome. Washington has called the election campaign seriously flawed and tainted. Many at the demonstration said people are fed up with growing authoritarianism during Lukashenko's 12 years in office. In the run-up to the elections, hundreds of opposition campaigners were jailed and all independent newspapers shut down. Milinkevich said the rally showed things are changing in Belarus and that people are overcoming their fear of the authorities.
This is a free Belarus, a new Belarus, and no one can put it on its knees any longer.
Belarus Union of Journalists President Zhanna Litvina agrees.
I look at my people and I see that everything's all right with us. Victory is still ahead of us. We're on the verge of change.
The demonstrations passed off peacefully, despite predictions of a violent clash with many busloads of troops nearby. Authorities had accused opposition groups of planning a violent coup d'etat. Earlier in the day, Leonarda Mukhina, an opposition election observer at a voting station in central Minsk, said officials had refused to allow her to watch ballot counting and wouldn't even answer how many people had voted. As soon as an observer writes a request for those numbers, she said, they're immediately discarded. German legislator Markus Meckel is an election observer for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Speaking in an opposition rally before the election, he agreed the vote would be rigged.
The official result is fixed today, and we know it before.
Alexander Libitko is a key opposition figure. He says the authorities' tactics show they want to hold on to power by force. Speaking in his headquarters, guarded by government troops in the tense hours before the demonstration, Libitko complained about government interference, pointing to the fact that his party had been unable to hold a meeting on election day.
Only half the people showed up because some of them are in jail and the others were stopped from traveling from the regions.
But if Lukashenko didn't win the 80% claimed by the Central Elections Commission, he's still genuinely popular among many voters. Like many casting her ballots yesterday, market vendor Nina Raiduk says she supports Lukashenko for providing security. In our country, we don't have crime. We don't have war, she said. Maybe our wages aren't so large, but we're not poor. Some Minsk residents say life Monday will return to normal after most people go back to work. But Milinkevich isn't giving up. He's called on supporters to gather again today. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Minsk.